All right. Yeah, for His mercy and His grace and His truth. God's Word tells us to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another. I've asked Pastor Daniel to forgive me for going over the other week. As soon as I'd finished, I knew. I told Brother Michael. I knew what I should have done now, but I didn't do it then, which was to text him and let him know. Spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. And not just that, though. I was talking with Brother Ridge Sunday morning and made a little analogy. I'm not a football player. I'm not even really a football fan. Know a little bit about the game, but something hit me the other that Sunday that I'd never seen before by that analogy. We was talking there, and I said, was talking about the football type things, and I just realized there's a defensive on the offensive. I've never seen that. That front line is defending the quarterback. And I was thinking about that. I began to realize I'd learned a little bit of how important that front line is. According to the play call, they either open it up so that those others can progress, and if they don't do their job, the others can't do theirs. And God started turning that to prayer. And when we pray, we're a defensive line, giving our pastor the time. If he's passing it off to a running back or a fullback or whatever the play is. The coach has called the play. He's just called the play out there on the field for us to take hold and do our part. God help me. I needed a visual of the importance of praying for our pastor. And then I don't know that I've had a greater spiritual battle than trying to prepare. I could pray and seem like I had the mind of God for 1 minute, and then I'd try to go study and it'd be a closed door. And it wasn't until just a little while ago I realized that if we don't pray, that's what Pastor Daniel's going to experience if we ain't praying and holding back the demons and devils of hell, opening up the line where it needs to be opened up so that that we can reach the goal that God has set before us as a church. I needed that. I have sinned so much, grieved God so much. I thank Him for forgiveness. Thank you, Brother Ben, for sharing that the other day. It's renewed every morning. I'm going to need it every morning. More often than that. You have your Bibles. Turn with us to the book of Hebrews for a moment. We're going to be some other places, but book of Hebrews chapter 4. I think that's where God's going to have us to launch from. And verse number 12. And if you will, let's stand for the reading of His Word, if you have your place. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What a powerful verse about the Word of God. What's on my heart is to exalt the Word of God tonight. You may be seated. Brother Luke, if you would, you pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I bow before Thee. God, I am nothing. God, all that will happen here is sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, Lord God, if You don't touch me by Your Spirit. If You don't help us, Lord God, it's all in vain. Except the Holy One come down and touch us. God, I pray, dear Father, You touch each of these tonight. Lord, help Your people, dear Father. Give us a focus, Lord God, of the power of Your Word, the preciousness of Your Word. God, to proclaim Your Word, dear Father. Have Your holy will and way, dear Father. We praise You, dear Father, for what You do. God, I am nothing. Hide me behind the cross of the Calvary, I pray, O God, and exalt your word. And help us, Lord God, to proclaim that truth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As I was trying to prepare, and I'd try to get myself to looking for what God would have us to do, and then I'd find the door just closed. And there's been many a time in the early morning hours as I'd wake up, I begin to pray, and that'd be where God would give me the message for the hour that he had for me. Brother Keith, he'd direct my path, and he did that about the Word of God, but then I'd go to the study, and it'd be a closed door. I'd try to pray, and just be like the windows of heaven to shut up. But I thank God for all of you that's prayed. Not just for this, but that pray for this church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank God for those that he sent here, Brother Brad and Brother Richie, and different ones that God has sent here to assist Pastor Daniel, to help, to fill in, for Brother Ben, for whomever God has used. Thank God, hallelujah, for this time. And so I praise him for it. I just needed to thank him publicly for what God's put in my heart to thank him for privately. Give him glory for it. But we think about the Word of God and the power thereof. For the Word of God is quick. It's alive, hallelujah. It's alive. It will revive. It will speak life into your soul. I thank God for the time when he settled in my heart, this is the Word of God. He did that, and I've told it before, in a public school setting of all things. Tried to get out on something easy, and so I took the Bible as literature. And if my memory serves me right, Hudson First Baptist Church, the pastor there then's wife was an English teacher, and she was teaching the Bible as literature, and I thought that's going to be better than Shakespeare. And so I signed up for it. And she began to teach the history of the Bible, and God sealed something in an old lost boy's heart. This is not an ordinary book. Men have given, and women have given their lives for this to be in print. And I didn't realize it then, but what God was letting me see was a trail of blood. A trail of blood. And he settled something. That's a different book. And it began to work in my heart. And when God saved me, it was because the Word of God, the seed of God, took root in my heart. We're born again, not a corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, by the Word of God that liveth. It's alive, hallelujah. It liveth and abideth forever. I think about in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. Amen. And if God don't speak to a lost sinner's heart, they'll remain in darkness. Creation began with a creation of light. How? He spoke it. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he still is. Hallelujah. It's amazing what God does in light. And he enlightens you. And we tend to judge some people and condemn them, and they're in total darkness. They're blind. They're deaf. They're dumb. They're lame. I'm afraid too much of this stuff with our young people, our children. We're trying to make them walk like Christians before they've ever met Christ. God help us. We do need to train them up in the way they should go. Brother Luke, I just remembered the greatest testimony I seen. What God used to get me right with God was when one of my brothers got saved, and I seen them when they'd sinned and seen them fall on their face and begin to pray and weep before God. And I was back, they didn't know I was back. I was watching. God was saying, that's the real. It ain't this sinless perfection that you think you've got to live. It's submission. It's confession. It's walking in the Spirit. And so I thank God for the things that he's let me see. Brother Keith, because what it done, what took place in my heart that day? The engrafted word. It got hooked up in a deep inner part of me. I call it the heart, my heart. It's that part I don't know. It's that subconscious. It's that part you can't know except the Word of God. Turn a light on into your heart. God done laser surgery before they ever thought about laser surgery. And I thank God for it. But it is the power. For the Word of God is quick. It's alive. And it is the source of life to you. God put the living Word inside you. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And so God spoke life to you. If you're saved, that's what happened. I remember God dealing with me. The Word of God started dealing and working in my heart life. I got convinced that what God said was true, and I was lost, and I was on my way to hell, and I had missed the glory of God. God created us to be in His image, in His likeness. And I'm going to tell you what, anything not like that, sin. Brother Keith, that's why He had to give us the Holy Spirit. I have to have God in me if I'm going to do anything right. Anything done apart from His power, listen, it's flesh. He'll bring nothing. So I thank God for the work of God in it. But it's powerful. I think about what God, the Apostle Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power, the dynamite of God. The dynamo, the very source of the power, is the gospel that God preached into my heart and my soul and to everyone. God preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ to my soul. And there come a time for a choice. What are you going to do with this Christ? What are you going to, that was the question right down here. No, about right there. September the 23rd, 1979. When God asked, what are you going to do? When He revealed the truth of the gospel to me. And to believe the gospel. What's the Word of God tell us about to believe the gospel? To believe the Word of God. How you say? By obeying the gospel. What is the gospel? It's to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He came and died for my sins. The Father raised Him up. Hallelujah. From the grave. He's ascended into heaven. He's making intercession for us. One of the greatest things you can do as a Christian is to be like Christ and intercede. Amen. And He's given us that position and that opportunity and obligation to intercede for our pastor and for others. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Word. What enlightenment it is of truth. Truth. The truth shall make you free. And it'll set you free. It'll liberate you from the power of sin. Amen. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen. Hide it in your heart. Get you in your head first. Hide it in your heart. Amen. Get it to work. Hey, I'm glad when the Word of God takes root. Yes, sir. Rooted and grounded in love. Amen. That's what God's Word took root in my soul, in my very being. Amen. How many times have you come to the place where you got confronted with the issues of life and you had no clue what to do? No clue. In desperation, you fell to your knees and said, God, I don't know what to do. I need some help. I need it, and I need it right now. In raising my children, the times I did right, that's the times. When I didn't have a clue at the time, and I'd turn and open my Bible or I'd open my help book, and God would take and lead me to the very verses of Scripture that I could with confidence say, son, this is the problem, this is the issue, and this is what needs to happen. Amen. I was talking with a lady there today at school. And I don't know why I hit this. I thought about the rod. The Scripture speaks about a rod. And you know what a rod is? You look it up. It's a limb. My daddy used to take a limb to me. And he would wear the limb out, not just me. That limb's a lot tougher than I was. That limb, when he wore the limb out, he was looking for something to change inside of a young man. But I got to thinking about that rod. He didn't use his hand. He didn't use a belt. He used a keen hickory. This is what hit me today. That's a piece of wood. And my judgment came about a piece of wood. Brother Richie, it hit me. My judgment went to a piece of wood called a cross. Glory to God, hallelujah. God was wanting to symbolically put into me something about the judgment being carried on that piece of wood. I didn't get but about five, and I can remember them very well. God was trying to change a boy's heart, not just his head. Thank God, my daddy obeyed. That's what he's doing. And God honored it. Whether he realized it or not, God honored it. We thank God for his word. It's through God's word that we... It's through God's word that he manifests himself to us. Amen. Hebrews. Oh, God help me. God... Maybe I'll just start. God, who in sundry times and divers manners spake unto us times past and to the fathers by the prophets, having these last days spake unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir over of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person. That's exact image of his person. And upholding all things by the word of his power, hath he made by himself, purged our sins, sit down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. But he honors his word above his name. Amen. What do you turn to in your time of trouble? What do you turn to in your time of need? What do you seek from? Where do you go? Brother Luke, ever since God saved me, I found myself turning to the book. You say, why? Because it's the only thing in this world I can truly trust. I don't trust me. These people... I trust my mom, I trust my dad, I trust the Lord, I trust my pastor to have my heart. That's the book. It's without error. It's unadulterated. God has preserved it for this generation like he said he would. Now what you need is the Spirit of God giving you direction and understanding. Proverbs 1:23. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Amen. Are you willing to turn when the God says turn? I was talking to Brother Keith earlier here, and God won't give you something else till you've made that turn. I mean, if you don't, you're going to make a wrong turn. But God in mercy will show you no more till you've become obedient. Amen. To what he has showed you. Because the more you're enlightened, the more accountable you are. God help me. I wanted to go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Some commentaries may differ. I'll just agree with the one that said it. 119, center of God's Word, center of your Bible. Brother Richie, it's all about the Word. I think I read there one place gives it 8, others gives it 10 different words that represents the Word of God. It's the law. And he would say over and over, according to thy Word. Have mercy on according to thy word. John chapter 1. Go there and I'm going to close. Lord willing. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. What's this word believe mean? We've got this thing in our mind that it's just acknowledging some kind of fact. I believe George Washington was the first president because I've read enough history books and seen enough stuff to evidence that. But that's not believing. If you look that word up, you'll find out that believe has to do with commitment. Yeah. Trust. Yes, sir. Commitment. Right. Have you committed yourself unto the Lord? Amen. The Word of God tells me that I'm part of the bride.
Yes, sir.
And with the bride, there's a vow. And with the vow, there's commitment.
Yeah.
And He's committed to us when He worked in our heart to commit to Him. And it's a marriage. And you're given to one another. And you become one flesh. Hallelujah. When I started seeing that and God started up, one flesh, that means in Christ, as He died upon the tree, I died with Him. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the faith which I... In the life which I live, now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Amen.
God has worked a work in our life.
Amen.
And I thank Him for it.
Amen.
This is a topic that's like Christ.
Amen.
It's inexhaustible.
Amen.
But my lack of study is very exhaustible. Real quick, they tell you that as your brain remembers things, it cleans it up. And if you cram for something, you'll remember it very short. But if you work on that thing every day, it becomes long-term memory. That's why we need the book every day. It's meat, it's milk, it's honey. It's everything it is you need to nourish you spiritually and to give you what you need. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's inexhaustible. It's all I need. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I bow my knee to Thee. And I give You thanks, Lord God, for Your Word that worketh mightily in us. God, I thank You, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that You have given us to lead us to all truth. We need, oh God, to submit.